Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to I'm Not Crazy Podcast. Cameron Jones here along with my co-host.
Nicole.
Today's a Nicole episode.
I
have no idea what we're getting into, but typically true crime. So what do you got for me?
So I'm going to touch base on a story a little controversial in the ethical sense.
Okay. It's what you love to do here.
I know, I do. But this story is about Marianne Bachmeier. Excuse me if I mispronounce the name. Mm-hmm. But her title is basically Germany's Revenge Mother.
Germany's Revenge Mother.
Yeah, Revenge Mother.
This sounds intense and beedly beedly boo, but no.
It can be, but it caused her. What she did was just caused like an uproar of ethical controversy, which is
I don't even exactly know what you mean by that. So
well, you know what? When I tell you a quick synopsis of what this is about, you're going to be like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And then I'd like to know your little inputs and thoughts.
That's what I'm here for. That's what the whole thing is.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. So this is about Marianne Bachmeier, the Germany's revenge mother.
Okay.
On March 6th of 1981, Marianne Bachmeier, again, sorry if I'm butchering it, she opened fire in a crowded Lübeck district courthouse in what was then known as West Germany. Her target was a 35-year-old sex offender named Klaus Grabowski, who was on trial for her daughter's murder.
Oh, okay. So this is a revenge. Okay, okay.
So that's...
What year were we talking? Did you throw a date in there?
So March 6th of 1981.
Okay, 81.
Gotcha. 81. Okay. So I have my thoughts on where I stand on this case.
Sure.
Like I said, you could let me know what you think after I
have a feeling I'm going to probably sympathize with the mother.
Okay. So with this story, I'm instead of just going into like what happened to her daughter, I'm just going to give you a little bit of background on her.
Okay. The mother.
The mother, Marianne, her loss, and then, of course, her revenge.
Okay.
So Marianne Bachmeier was born on June 3rd of 1950 in Starst, Germany. Her early life, like many of us have experienced, had its challenges. So her dad was a member of the Waffen-SS and was...
That's a pretty big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And was a huge figure in her life, her early years.
So she idolized her Nazi father.
Basically.
Okay.
But as time passed, her parents separated and then her mother remarried.
Okay. I'm guessing she stuck with the mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Marianne's personal life took a turn as a teenager. By the time she was 18 years old, she had become a mother twice and sadly put both of her children up for adoption.
By 18?
By 18. Okay. She's had two kids and she's put both of these kids up for adoption.
Okay.
Okay.
Scandalous for the times.
Truly. So Marianne Bachmeier did actually have a third child that she kept.
Okay.
Her name was Anna. She was described as a happy, open-minded child, but tragedy struck when she was found dead on May 5th of 1980. So Marianne was 30 years old at this time.
Okay, and how old was the daughter?
The daughter was 7.
Okay.
So on May 5th of 1980, 7-year-old Anna Bachmeier skipped school after having an argument with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
At some point during the day, she somehow found herself in the hands of her 35-year-old neighbor. He was a local butcher.
Okay.
His name was Klaus Grabowski.
That's fun.
Granted,
it seems like he's going to be a monster, but...
Yeah. Klaus Grabowski historically had a criminal record that involved child molestation.
Gross.
Yeah. Investigators later learned that Grabowski had kept Anna in his home for hours before he strangled her with a pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
It could not be determined that he had sexually assaulted her when she was alive or her remains.
Don't like the or there. I was hoping that was just did not. Okay.
He then stashed Anna's body in a cardboard box and left it on a bank of a nearby canal.
Not the best hiding spot. I've also been doing some true crime episodes myself, so I've gotten a lot of different body hiding situations going on recently.
You're like, that's not a good place to hide a body.
I know some creative ones.
Adding it to the list.
Just letting you know, there's better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
So Klaus Grabowski was arrested that same night after his fiancée contacted the police. Good for her. Grabowski can...
What did she know?
So I don't know. It didn't say really to the extent of what she knew.
Yeah.
They just said that she did contact the police.
And just straight up said, like, my husband took her, abducted her, killed her, or like...
Possibly.
Okay.
Unless there was some point when she was at you know, Anna was at his home for hours. Maybe she saw
something.
Yeah. She like saw, maybe she saw Anna at the house at some point.
Okay.
And then, you know, people were like, Anna's missing. She's she like, was there. Well,
okay.
Okay. So his fiance contacted the police.
Cool. Good.
Grabowski shortly confessed to the murder, but he denied that he abused Anna.
Okay, it seems like we have evidence of that anyway, so you're screwed.
Right.
Yeah.
But Grabowski also gave, like, a weird story as to how everything transpired.
I mean, they usually do if they're trying to not so completely...
So he claimed that he strangled Anna after she tried to blackmail him.
Okay.
Now, Anna's a seven-year-old girl. Yeah. So... Listen to this. According to Mr. Klaus Grabowski, Anna tried to seduce him and threatened to tell her mom that he had molested her if he didn't give her money. Again, this is a child that is 7 years old.
And I've been told she was very innocent and nice. So this seems
she
a little...
She was a happy, open-minded child. Seems a so little sus. It's a little far-fetched. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Grabowski's confession and his defense attorneys also cited... that he had a hormonal imbalance due to a previous castration, and then also he was going through hormone therapy.
Oh, well, that is a lot going on, but you still don't molest and kill people.
No. So at the time, in case people didn't know, sex offenders in Germany often underwent castration to prevent relapse.
Was that just Germany? I feel like I've heard that for other countries
as well. There are other countries, but they just specify that at that time, Germany was doing this. For previous sex offenders.
Okay.
So, obviously they did this so he wouldn't go through relapse. Of course, that wasn't a case for Mr. Klaus Grabowski.
Sure.
So, of course, the German judiciary.
There you go.
What the fuck?
I've struggled on easier, so.
I know. Although it wasn't the case for Klaus Grabowski, and the German judiciary faced criticism for its role in, like, treatment policies for sex offenders.
Okay.
I feel like people thought it was a little too light.
What, just castrating people and letting them loose?
Probably.
Doesn't seem like it's solving problems from...
No.
What's going on here?
No. So... Evidently, the case took a dramatic turn on March 6th of 1981.
Okay.
On the third day of trial, Klaus Grabowski accused the accused murderer of Marianne Bockheimer, who is the mom, his daughter Anna. So okay. Anna was...
We'll say that one more time.
Okay. So evidently, the case took a dramatic turn on March 6th of 1981.
Gotcha.
On the third day of trial, Klaus Grabowski... He was the accused murderer of Marianne Bockheimer's daughter, Anna.
Gotcha.
So okay. Klaus Grabowski, murder, Marianne
Anna.
Bockheimer.
He murdered Anna.
Okay. Mom, daughter, Anna.
Okay.
Anna's dead. God. I'm making it more complicated than it needs to be.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're fine.
Marianne Bockheimer smuggled a .22 caliber Beretta pistol into the Lubbock District Court. During the trial proceedings, she fired 8 shots at Grabowski, 6 which hit him, leading to his immediate death on the courtroom floor.
Damn. I mean, I guess there wouldn't have been really any security back then, but even courtrooms, wouldn't there have been, like, for a murder trial something, you would assume?
You would think, like...
I mean, obviously, probably not metal detectors.
I think now, like, pat down, maybe, like, check in the purse, check in the pockets.
Something, I guess. Maybe you're just not suspecting, I mean, for the time, like... I don't know. I mean, gender rules too, just like a mother to do it. But
yeah,
I don't know.
So, of course, this shocking incident was an ethical conundrum.
Sure. Right? Yeah. I mean, again, can't. I saw it going this route maybe from your description.
Well,
but
that's why I was like, the first line you're going to see what this is about.
Yeah. I mean, she's going to have to get punished, unfortunately. But how hard do we throw the book at her?
Right. So not only was this a mother's response to her child's killer, it became a direct challenge to the legal system and a topic of discussion.
Come at me! Sorry.
A direct challenge to the legal system and a topic of discussion about justice and revenge.
Sure, yeah. Makes sense. I now get what you mean by an ethical... Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's an ethical conundrum because some people are like...
Let her go.
I get it. And other people are like, she also killed somebody. Yeah. Go ahead.
If somebody, I have no children myself, I don't know that connection, but I assume if somebody harmed my family, my dogs at this point, I could go into a murderous rage, John Wick style, minus any of the skill.
I've already told you I would.
Yeah, I know.
No questions asked.
If you don't mess with Nicole, if you're going to mess with one or two of us, don't mess with her. She'll get you, man. She's scared.
I'm not a murderer.
She'll hurt you.
Just don't fuck with the people I care about.
True.
That's all. Easy. Anyways, back to the story. So shortly after Marianne... Oh, no. I skipped a paragraph. Mm-hmm. So according to Judge Gunther Kroger...
Sure.
I want to say Gunther, but he's Gunther Kroger, who spoke to Bachheimer after she shot Grabowski in the back. Mm-hmm. She heard the grieving mother say, "I wanted to kill him.
Yep.
He killed my daughter.
Sure.
I wanted to shoot him in the face.
Right.
But I shot him in the back. Well, I hope he's dead."
Well, yeah. I mean, again,
reasonable.
Still can't fault her.
I mean, reasonable, right?
I assume that was the plan. I don't think it was an accident.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I slipped. That's what I'd say before I did it. Oh, no. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Oopsie poopsie. Bang. So two policemen also claim to have heard Bachheimer call Grabowski a pig, rightfully so.
As she's doing this?
After she shot him.
Okay.
I mean...
Yeah. Again, not surprised, sure.
Right. This was also a quote from her. It said, "I heard he wanted to make a statement. I thought, now comes the next lie about his victim, who is my child," referring to Grabowski's claims that her 7-year-old daughter tried to seduce him and was trying to blackmail him.
Yeah, I could see her not wanting to hear that.
No. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Marianne found herself on trial for murder shortly thereafter.
Naturally, yeah, sure.
Right. During her trial, Bachheimer testified that she shot Grabowski in a dream and saw visions of her daughter in the courtroom.
Wait, what? She's saying that she did it in a dream?
No, she said that she testified that she shot Grabowski in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
So she dreamt shooting him.
Sure, I'm sure a bunch.
Yeah, and then saw visions of her daughter in the courtroom. A doctor who examined her...
So she's trying to say, like, the ghost of my daughter wanted this to happen?
I think so. Okay. I think probably the only way that she would find peace, maybe, is what she's alluding to.
I'm guessing that's not 100% true, but...
Okay, so a doctor examined Marianne, said that when Marianne was asked for a handwritten statement...
Sure.
In response, she actually wrote, "I did it for you, Anna." And then she decorated the note with 7 hearts. People theorized it was representing the 7 years of Anna's life.
Mm-hmm.
This case, like I mentioned before, is an ethical conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
Many expressed sympathy towards her motives, but also condemned her actions nonetheless, as expected. There was a lot of legal debate on whether the shooting was premeditated and whether it was murder or manslaughter.
You gotta assume it's premeditated if she's dreaming about it.
100% premeditated.
You're coming in with a gun. I mean, you're coming
in with a gun. Right, you're coming in with a gun. It's not like...
Oops!
Oopsie poopsie.
It's not like my version.
Different rulings carried out different punishments, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So the court ultimately convicted Marianne Bachheimer of premeditated manslaughter and sentenced her to 6 years behind bars. In
6?
6 years.
Oh, I thought you said 60. I'm like, oof. Okay.
No, 6 years. Okay. So, six. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years behind bars in 1983.
Not terrible for a murder.
No. And then fast forward to June of 1985, Marianne Bachheimer was actually released from prison after only serving 3 years.
Yeah, okay. Good behavior. Perfect.
So she ended up moving to Nigeria, where she...
What?
She just, like, up and left Germany.
Sure, yeah. I would want to move
out.
Well,
I'm sure she would... And this is just...
Is there another country or big community with a heavy German-speaking population? Because, I mean, I guess that's what I'd be looking for. Maybe. I just don't speak out their languages.
But anyway, so she moved to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. She married and then remained there until the 1990s.
Okay. I'm alive?
I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
So then she divorced her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Then she, Marianne, relocated to Sicily, where she stayed until she was sadly diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
And that prompted her basically to go back home to what was now unified Germany.
Okay, I think times have changed.
She died on September 17th of 1996 at the age of 46. And then she was ultimately buried next to her daughter, Anna.
Hmm. That's a sad one. That's interesting, though, as far where do you land on it? I mean, I assume because of your rage and vengeance that you're totally cool with her actions.
I think her actions. Sorry, I'm far away. I think her actions are justified, truly.
I mean, you can't go around killing people. Obviously, legal ramifications.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't go around killing people. But if someone were to hurt a loved one,
it'd be hard for me not to want to do something about it.
I would, yeah.
Especially if he was like, our
justice system is fucked royally.
It's not good.
Anyways,
we've been watching a lot of crime docs.
That I would take things into my own hands, regardless.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I already told you what I would do if someone were to do anything. I've thought about this a little bit.
We're not going to say it just in case we have to live it out. But this is a
little... What do you mean we shouldn't say it?
Or your murder plans.
Yeah, that's true.
Keep those to yourself.
Yeah.
Until we need to use them.
I've thought about it.
Well, this was a nice little shorty. Do you have anything else on it?
No, that's it. It was a relatively short one, but I thought it was interesting. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice little change. And I feel like it's an interesting topic of conversation.
Yeah, let us know where you guys land on this. Was it a deserved time in jail? Should it have been more? I mean,
I don't think it should have been.
I don't think
more.
A lot of people are going to vote for more, but
personally, I don't think she should have been put in jail to begin with.
You got to serve something. You can't go killing people.
Yeah, but literally the thought.
Even Batman doesn't do it.
Literally the thought of someone murdering a child and then assaulting them again they don't know gross. Assaults whatever no death bye see you later.
Yeah, that's fair.
What we've noticed in like a few of the other cases that like, you know, I was gonna say lightly touch base, but they heavily touch base on like child molestation, sexual assault, raping, kidnapping.
That's your bread and butter.
Those people never come back into being a normal human in society. They never resume. I think of
yes.
Whatever, you can include this or you cannot. I think of pedophiles or people with that sort of like MO, that like track record. I feel like it's comparable to like addiction, right? So like addiction, you're always going to fight addiction. You could always say that, you know, I'm doing better. I've changed everything. I changed the workings of my brain, but the temptation is always there. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to relapse, right?
True. It does seem like he was destined though for a long jail, like life in jail probably though. It seems like the evidence would have been stacked against him anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Death. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying though, like death. From the court's perspective, you know, justice probably would have been served. Granted, again, we've seen many cases where it just doesn't, just for stupid reasons.
No, it doesn't. And guess what happens to those people who rape, harm, or do anything to minors or children? They end up getting killed in jail. Because you know what? Death.
That's true. Jesus.
You deserve it.
Well, thanks for listening to this case of Germany's Revenge Mother. Make sure you write us in at I'm Not Crazy Pod. Let us know where you lay on this, or also I'm Not Crazy Pod.
Yeah, I'd like to hear like other people's thoughts on this. I'm sure a lot of people... Well, I'd like to think a lot of people are sympathetic human beings, or empathetic at least. And I'd like to know what other people's stance are on this. I feel strongly.
Yes, she does.
About, you know, this and like the repercussions of people's actions. But yeah, I'd like to hear what other people think.
Well, thanks for listening to our take on this episode. If you like what you heard, make sure you like and subscribe on your favorite podcast app, rate and review. All that good stuff always helps us. If you want more content, check out the entire Majestic Jam Network, Cult Classics Podcast for movies, Urban Hermit for banter, I'm Not Crazy for all your fun, spooky paranormal conspiracy. And until then, we'll check out the next one.
Wait, can I say something?
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of people are going to point out that it looks like I wear the same clothes all the time. And I do wash these clothes. Well, Cameron does the laundry.
Sure.
But I just like it. So you may see me again in the same outfit.
And if you weren't thinking that,
she let it slip. Yeah, if you weren't thinking it, then I just outed myself. But you know what? Cozy is life. And if you're not about it, you're not my friend.
True that. Well, we'll check out the next one.
Bye.